أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. هذا بيت أخونا عبد الرحمن. This is the house of brother عبد الرحمن. He is an English professor and he do another mini jobs. He's originally from Guyana, him and his wife and his children, and he live in Venezuela in Caracas. And now inshallah we're going to meet them. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is our family, the family of brother Abdul Rahman. Can each one introduce himself? And we're going to see their houses, and after that we're going to talk to them. The house containing one bedroom,
two bedrooms,
and is the bathroom and
children's room.
The children's room. And the kitchen. Assalamu alaikum, brother Abdul Rahman.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Abdul Rahman Ibn Hakim. I am from Guyana. I have been here for quite some time.
Where is that?
In Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela.
And your wife?
She's from Guyana also. She's been here the same time like I have been.
And your children?
They're Venezuelans.
Venezuelans.
Aisha, Hakim, Amina Hakim, and Afifa Hakim.
And how you live as a Muslim in Caracas?
I live by teaching English and prayers, whatever is necessary.
What is the main principle of life for you to survive here?
Faith. Faith in Allah.
Sister Nasreen, what do you think about you as a wife and a Muslim wife living in Caracas? How many Muslim family like you from Guyana in Caracas?
There are many.
How many, approximately?
Many, but we don't know much about them.
There are many, but we know some of them, but not all.
Not all, because some of them they come
to
the masjid.
Some come to the masjid and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And a small amount that goes there, but...
You have any Islamic activity for you as a Muslim woman in Caracas?
No.
Saturday's our program.
Yes, it's late. About 3 weeks ago it started program on Sundays in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
At the masjid, yes. The course for a woman. Yeah. Not in Arabic.
And how you survive as a Muslim woman in a family and having your children having conduct themselves as a Muslim kids? What the method? What are you doing?
Well, yes, we are living with Sunnah.
MashaAllah. And what about you, brother Abdurrahman?
Well, you need to practice. You need to follow the Quran that was given to all mankind. And you need to practice the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If any human being who accepts Islam, follows the Quran, and follows the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will have no need for money. He will have no need for food, because his sustenance will be there. When a man makes his prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obligated to give him his needs. So, you should have full faith in La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to survive, not only in this country, but in any part of the world.
What do you think would make you protect your family in this kind of society? Because for what I saw is a lot of corruption.
Islam. Taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not mixing with corruption. Keeping away from things that are not legal, not halal. Keeping away from the haram things and following only the Quran, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is halal.
How is the children embrace Islam and living as a Muslim family?
Because of practicing at home. Because of practicing Salat, Taqwa, Sa'um, Zakah, faith in La ilaha illallah, and Hajj. In 1997, I went to Hajj, and because of that, 1 year, 6 months have passed, and I have been giving them da'wah about the Hajj.
MashaAllah. Is anything that children can contribute to us?
Yes, knowledge.
What kind of knowledge?
Islamic knowledge.
Can they show me something of their knowledge?
Yes. Alisa, Aisha, what is the five pillars of Islam?
Loud, please.
Loud.
The five pillars of Islam.
The five pillars. Please, loud.
Loud.
The five pillars of Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salat, Zakat, Saum, and Hajj.
More?
Yes.
Okay, you need a. What are the five qualities? The rights of a Muslim. Tell the camera. Well, look at the camera and tell the things.
And loud, please.
Very loud.
The first one is if a Muslim tells you Salaam Alaikum, you have to tell it Wa Alaikum Salaam Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh. Second one, if he tells you, if he's sick, you have to go visit him. If he's dead, you have to make the Nazar. If he invites you have to go, and if he sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, you have to tell him Alhamdulillah.
Tatiana, you tell him the four caliphs after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. There were four caliphs.
First, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu,
Ali ibn Muttalib radiallahu anhu. MashaAllah. How old are you?
How old are you, Aisha? I'm Afifa. 5 years old.
Five years old.
Afifa is 5 years old.
Yes.
And Aisha?
11 years old.
11 years old.
And?
Amina?
9 years old.
MashaAllah. Okay.
Aisha, there are six things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that cure all sicknesses. What is the first one?
Surat al-Fatiha.
Second one?
Sadaqa. Third one, Kalonji. Fourth one,
Is Kalonji?
Kalonji is Habbar Barakat. Habbar Barakat, Habbar Sauda.
Okay.
Fourth one, is
honey.
The fifth one, leftover food, and the last one, dawa.
Zamzam water. MashaAllah.
Let me tell you again in order. The first one is Al Fatiha, Suratul Al Fatiha. The second one, Sadaqah. The third one, honey. The fourth one, leftover food from a Muslim. The fifth one, Zamzam water. And the sixth one, Kalonji, which is Habbat Barakat.
MashaAllah. Okay. Anything else? We can...
Yes, we can tell them about... what are the... Tell him about the Sahabas, Radhi Lanu, six qualities.
The first one is... La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second one, Salat, concentration and devotion. Third one, Ilm and Zikr, Knowledge and Zikr. Fourth one, Ikram and Muslimin. Service the Muslim and respect the Muslim. Fifth one, sincerity of intention, and the last one, Dawah Khuruj.
Alisa, Aisha, if a Muslim has four qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him spiritually and materially. What are these qualities?
If a heart from
please speak louder, Aisha. Speak louder.
If a heart from a gratitude.
You lie. Not like that. If a tongue.
If a tongue busy with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a heart full of gratitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a body was good in hardship. If a body is strong enough with
to endure hardship.
If a Muslim has a wife who could protect her honor and protect his wife.
Ameen.
MashaAllah.
Tell us the four perfect women that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created.
First one, Asiya.
Alayhi salam. Second one,
Maryam.
Alayhi salam.
Khadija.
Third one,
Khadija. Radiallahu anha. Fatima radiallahu
anha. MashaAllah.
Anything else? A Muslim should have five pillars. Do you pray five times a day?
Yes.
Al-Fifa, do you make five prayers per day?
Yes.
Amina, tell the camera. Ask her if she prays five times a day.
You pray five times a day?
Do you pray five times a day?
Yes.
Why you pray five times a day?
Why? You don't know? Why do you pray five times a day?
For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah. May Allah be pleased with you, inshaAllah, and your family.
For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu.
And because it was ordained for the people before, as it was ordained for the people of today.
Okay. Prayers. Can you, Brother Abdurrahman, give me some message you want to share it with any Muslim who live in the United States? What you advise them?
For the Muslims that in the English speaking country, they should follow the Quran that is given to all humans. They should follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, the Ummah, the Sahabas radiallahu anhum, they followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the last details. For the Muslims that speak English, it's very important that we do not look on the material things of this world. We should look on the spiritual side. Because the material thing will finish. The day of judgment, the day you die, the day of judgment, the day you will rise and you will answer questions will come. And it's sure to come. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us so many times in the Quran about these things and so forth. So we should make special effort to learn, try to get understanding of the Quran, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should frequent the masjid more often. We should teach our wives and our daughters, the ones that cannot go to the masjid, so that they can learn about the Quran, about the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that when the big ones, when the adults are dead, the little ones will carry the banner of Islam. Inshallah, Islam will go another generation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said among the Rafat, in the last khutbah, he said, take this message to the ones that are not here. Maybe they will understand it better than the ones that are here. So we, the Muslims, should be ambassadors to carry this word of La ilaha illallah, the Kalima, the first and most powerful of Kalima of all. Because it is said that if you take La ilaha illallah and put it on one side of the scale, and you put the world and what it contains on one side of the scale, La ilaha illallah will outweigh this world and what it contains. So we must have full faith in La ilaha illallah. There's no money that can buy this faith. No money. We're poor people and we're humble people, but we're very, very happy because we have Islam. We have Salat. And when we pray our Salat, we pray the Salat with intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill our needs. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man that makes five prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obligated to give him sustenance. So we should try to teach our children, the next generation, about La ilaha illallah. We should try to teach them simple things like Bismillah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We should teach them before they sit, before they stand. Anything that they do must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Bismillah. And inshallah, by his learning, enthusiasm their heart, cheer their hearts up, help them to learn more, and they will look and go looking for more information about Islam. So inshallah, my message to the Muslims in America, who will see this, inshallah, maybe when I'm dead or whatever, they should try to teach the people that don't know about Islam, because we're responsible for all the kafirs, all the Jews, all the Christians we're responsible for. The Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about these things. What have we done for these things, for these people? What have we done for these people? And if inshallah we live the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will give a dawah, a silent dawah to these people. And inshallah the world will change. But we must make special effort. We must make sacrifices to do these things. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people couldn't speak Chinese. And when they went to China, two people, because of the practice of the Quran, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to practice the Quran and practice the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Live the Quran and practice the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of doing this, 200 and odd million Muslims are in China. Two men arrived, two Sahaba radiallahu anhum, arrived in Indonesia, and because of these two Sahaba living the life of the Quran and following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 215 million Muslims, the largest congregation of Muslims in one part, because of five Sahabas or six Sahabas. Reaching Pakistan, there is a tongue of a place called Panch Gores, which is called the Five Graves, and another one is in a place called Peshawar. That's the six that I know about. There's the Habas radiallahu anhum. Because of this, Pakistan has 190 million Muslims because of the practice of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they couldn't speak Pakistani, they couldn't speak Urdu, they couldn't speak Hindi. But what did they do? They lived the Quran and followed the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they arrived in Spain. They couldn't speak Spanish like me, or my children, or my wife. They spoke Arabic, and they lived the Quran and followed the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the end. And because of that, 800 years, the Muslims ruled Spain, Allah. So because of this, we should not only look for information in the masjid, we should live the life. If all the Muslims carry the beard, the men, Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let their wives dress like this, alhamdulillah, the people will be curious outside. And they will ask, what is this? And this is a sign of dawah. Then eventually they will want to live like you, because you're living a good life. Because you're eating the right way, you're living the right way, you're doing business the right way, you're walking the right way. Alhamdulillah, this would be kind of a dawah, a sign of dawah. So if all the Muslims practice this, then inshallah, within a short time, this whole world will become Islamic. And this is what we're looking for. So that the whole world can be saved from Jahannam. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah, He sent Jibreel alayhi salam to see what He has created. And He said, O Allah, I fear that all the people were trying to get in there because it's so beautiful in there. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put certain things around him, around it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put certain things around it so that the people will have to work very hard to get into paradise. When he sent Jibreel alayhi salam to see what he has put around it, he said, "Oh Allah, I fear very few people will enter Jannah." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jahannam, and he put a lot of things around it. He said, "Go, see what I've created." When Jibreel alayhi salam went and saw what he had created and the things around it, the evil things, he said, "Oh Allah, I fear that the majority of the ummah will enter Jahannam, or the people, not only the ummah, but the people will enter Jahannam because of what it's around. Adultery, fraud, all of this were put around the Jahannam." So inshallah, brothers and sisters of America, who will inshallah see this cassette, please teach your children the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help them to practice. Spend money in the path of Allah. It is said that if you spend $1 in the path of Allah, if you take $1 and put it in the Bank of America, you will have to wait maybe 1 year or more for another dollar interest. But if you take that dollar and spend it in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it 70,000 times. If he sees it as comes from your heart, he will multiply it 70,000 times. It depends on the iman. He will multiply it 70,000 times, 90,000 times, 120,000 times. And if he sees it as comes directly from the heart, he will multiply it 490,000 times.
Is any message from the children to the children of America? Is anyone of the sisters
in America what to do or what to don't do? What do you think the children should do in America?
Who can tell me?
Practice the Quran, practice the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Speak louder, please. Practice Ikram.
Practice Ikram.
And practice the Sunnah.
And practice the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Please read the Quran. Know what you're reading. Practice it. Do it in action.
You want to say something?
I did that.
You want to say something? What do you want to tell the children in America? You want them to practice Islam? Well, tell them. Tell them in the camera.
Please practice Islam. Do your salah five times.
Daily?
Daily. Read the Quran. Understand what you're reading.
And practice the Sunnah of Muhammad.
And practice the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. What about our young
Aisha? I'm Jafifa. You want to say something? Say, tell them. Tell the people, tell the children about your age, the same age like you, what to do in America. Should they pray or don't pray? Should they pray? Please tell them. Look at the camera and tell them.
Please pray. I pray your five.
Daily.
Prayers. Daily.
And practice Sunnah.
And practice Sunnah. And practice the Quran. Read the Quran. And practice this morning.
How old are you? How old are you?
Five.
By Spanish, what is it?
Como se dice en castellano?
Cinco.
Cinco años. Dile que yo tengo cinco años.
Yo tengo cinco años.
Más nada. Alhamdulillah.
What about your sister?
You want to say something to the American Muslims?
Well, especially the American Muslim wife?
The wife.
Yes, the wife, well, it's a practice to do the five pillars of Islam, and most important, dressed as a Muslim.
Inshallah.
That is very important out there. And I think that's it.
What about with your relationship with your husband? Is any advice?
Well, you have to listen to, follow the Sunnah and listen to your husband.
Inshallah.
Do what he wants you to do.
Providing it's nothing wrong.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Yes. I'm happy.
MashaAllah. Is
I'm happy most of all for being a Muslim.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
I'm very happy to be with you in this meeting, and I want to ask you, what do you think about Muslim visiting Muslim? What do you feel about that?
Dawah? It's very important.
And only like visiting, just visiting. What's the effect of Muslim visiting Muslim?
Very, 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 very important, because if a Muslim practices and he visits another Muslim, the other Muslim who doesn't practice will automatically learn from him and know the importance of visiting Muslims, because this is the communication.
And that is one of the rights of a Muslim.
The rights of a Muslim, you must visit another Muslim. It's very important.
To know how he's going.
Definitely. When the Prophet didn't see someone, he asked about that person, and maybe he will send a jamaat to that person to ask what happened, why did he come to Salat, is he sick, is he alright, does he have enough money, whatever. The worry, they should be worried about another Muslim. This is the point of visiting the Muslim.
What is your aim of living in here?
Aim, propagate Islam. My aim of living in Venezuela is to propagate Islam to the whole world, not only to Venezuela. This is what I would love. I would really like that. That the whole country can become Muslim. They can kill all of these crosses that they use, and the Christian way and the Jewish way, and just become Islam. Because there is no other true religion other than Islam.
Are you doing anything
in connection with this?
Yeah.
I'm a tabligh, a missionary. I go from city to city, sometimes from country to country, if I have enough money. I'm a very poor man. My heart is rich. When I go into the path of Allah, I go only for the pleasure of Allah. I take my money. Sometimes I leave a small amount with my wife and children for 3 days, for 7 days, for 10 days, for 40 days. And I go into the path of Allah to teach whatever I know to the other people and to learn from them. The most important, I'm not a teacher when I go into the path of Allah. I become a student. I'm always willing to learn. If I know something, I can teach you it. But I'm mostly willing to learn. I become a student.
Is anything you want to add? Anybody want to add anything?
You want to say anything more? Anything. Anything you want to say. What do you think is necessary? I think the Muslims in America, most of the people that accepted Islam, and a lot of the Muslims are rich, financially of course, materially. It is very important, I mean, to become a Muslim, and to be a Muslim, you must follow the pillars of Islam. The first one is have full faith in La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should practice your 5 prayers. You should pay 2.5% of your earnings annually to the zakat for the poor people, because the poor people, they have their rights. You should make Sawum, which is called fast in the month of Ramadan, and you should make Hajj. There's a hadith, more or less, to this effect, that if a man has money and he doesn't make Hajj and he dies as a Christian or a Jew, but he will never die as a Muslim. When a man goes to Hajj, he's been invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man does not go to Hajj because he has enough money or he wants to go. He must make intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the visa, the money, all the doors open, the passport, and the time. Inshallah. It is very, very important that you must make Hajj. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. Allahu alam. And if he accepts it, we will go to Jannah. Inshallah.
Anything of the children or sister want to add?
You want to say something to the Muslims about Dawah meeting? She's very shy, she doesn't talk very much. But okay. It is very important that the women should get together at least once a week somewhere to have talim. If the women come together in one house, one of the sisters that have experience, that has experience, she could address the situation, take control of the situation, give a little talk about Islam, invite the sisters to a cup of coffee, a cup of tea or something, make them feel welcome at home, and then give them a little dawah. Now about the importance of dress, about the importance of salah, about the importance of practicing, so that the children can learn these things, because the children are the greatest imitators in the world. The children imitate because my father is doing this, I'm doing it. My father isn't doing this because I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it because my father is not doing it. So the children are the greatest imitators. The children will pray Salat if the father and mother are praying automatically. So the mother and father, the woman in this case, should practice and teach about certain aspects about the hour, about the five pillars of Islam, and inshallah the children will learn. And also she should make time to sit with her children, become close contact, very talk to them, discuss with them, so that they will not go into drugs or not go into alcohol or will not get pregnant before time or whatever, have children out of wedlock, out of marriage, and they can follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, get married to good Muslims. And the Muslims must marry Muslim, must make sure that your wife or husband is a Muslim before you marry him. It's very important. Anything else, Aisha?
No.
You want to say something more, Amina? Afifa? You want to say something, Amina?
I'm very happy to meet your family. And I feel very pleased to meet you, and it gives me a lot of encourage. And I hope this meeting will encourage other and will be benefit to other, inshallah.
Inshallah.
May Allah be bless you and be with you and give you tawfiq in every good deed you try to make, and save you from all the evil things, and protect your children and give them blessing for this generation and until the day of judgment, inshallah.
Amen.
Jazakumullah kulli khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أنا الداعي بإيماني أنا الإسلام رباني سعو لله الذي دوما وأخمي صف إخواني شاهي دائما واحد وليدي في الدنيا حالف نبيتي للقدرة وبالإسلام أوصاني فهيا إخوتي هيا أناديكم إلى الآلية أعيدوا المجد والنهية نصر في ظل قرآني لكل الناس دعوتنا وحكم الله غايتنا ستعلم اليوم رايتنا وتقفك فوق أوطاني
ما شاء الله. Okay, can you give me the translation first? I want the translation by English and by Spanish.
You don't know the translation. You don't know the translation. Just learn it.
Just learn it. Teach them it.
Okay. Mashallah. Okay. Go ahead.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Bismikallahumma asa. Bismikallahumma amal. فإذا أحسنت صنع فرض ربي وتقبل باسمك استغفرت صبحي وبه أغلقت ندعي لك إشاري ومدحي وبعوني نهينا عمل باسمك اللهم أسى باسمك اللهم آمل ربك توجد قلبي نور إيمان وحب فلك الشكران ربي أنت عوني نهينا عمل باسمك اللهم أسى باسمك اللهم آمل فإذا أحسنت صنع فرض ربي وتقبل باسمك استقبلت صبحي وبه أدركت ندعي لك إشاري ومدعي وبعوني نهينا عمل نور إيمان وحب فلك الشكران ربي أنت عوني نهينا عمل باسمك اللهم أسى باسمك اللهم آمل
ما شاء الله جزاكم الله كل خير. السلام عليكم
ورحمة الله
وبركاته.
وعليكم الله.
Brother عبد الرحمن, what you want me to say, or what do you feel you won't be accomplished when the people see the state.
Wallah. That would be very, very nice. If the people can understand that we are so poor and we have Islam, we have five prayers, we have love between ourselves, we have sharings and love and affection between us because of Islam. But the ones that are rich should practice this so that they can have this also, because money cannot buy this happiness. So it is very, very important that they should understand richness is only material things. But when you acquire richness of the heart with the Quran, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will have everything. When a man is poor, he has more taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very, very important that the rich also should practice like the poor. Inshallah. Barakallahu jazakum Allah khair.
Sister Nasreen, now what is the final message you want a Muslim woman and a Muslim wife to have? Or what is your advice?
We are poor, but we are happy. And when you are poor and every time you get help, you realize what Allah is doing for you. So the people out there, you have everything, but you don't really really happy, and they're not practicing Islam, which is very important.
The Muslim woman,
please, your children, the woman especially, they have the rights to teach them, not only to cook for them and care for them, but to teach them Islam. That's a mother and the duty of a wife.
Are you the one you're teaching your children?
Excuse me?
Are you the one you're teaching your children most of the time?
Yes.
MashaAllah.
Yes, we do. If my husband is not at home, I make sure that they pray. If I can, I make sure they pray. I read the hadith to them. I take them to the Arabic course.
Hi. What do you feel about what your husband is doing?
About what?
About da'wah and about, you know, trying to make an effort for Allah and
yes,
spending money for Allah.
Yes, sir, I'm happy about that, because it will benefit him and us.
Inshallah,
one day.
Are you supporting him?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Always. May Allah bless you and give you barakah, you and your family. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbi, ameen. This is the family of Abdurrahman in Venezuela, Caracas. May Allah bless them and make the ummah imitate them, inshaAllah. Jazakum Allah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.